Watch, Houston woman paralyzed when alleged robber body slams her. By Amy Furr on March 14, 2023. A suspect is accused of violently robbing a woman in Houston, Texas, during a February 13 incident that left her paralyzed. Law enforcement is now asking for help in identifying the suspect who allegedly assaulted the victim, whose name is Nguyen Truong, Fox 26 reported Sunday. She was allegedly attacked by a black man in his 20s, and authorities believe it was a jugging incident, a robbery of someone leaving a bank at a shopping center on the 9800 block of Bel Air. Prior to the incident, the woman had withdrawn money from a Bank of America, and the suspect is accused of following her over 20 miles to the area where the alleged robbery occurred. Surveillance video shows a man wearing an orange jacket approach the woman and then grab a hold of her. The woman's belongings fell on the ground, and he appeared to pick up an envelope before fleeing. However, as she got up, he turned around and grabbed her again, reportedly body slamming her onto the ground before snatching other items and running away. The 44-year-old single mother's spinal cord was damaged, which left her paralyzed. Now, she must use a wheelchair and rely on help from her three children who are still going to school. Jugging incidents have reportedly become a growing trend in Houston, per Inside Edition. The outlet shared video footage of another occurrence in Houston when an elderly woman opened her car door, and seconds later, a man exited a nearby vehicle and grabbed her bag. The woman had reportedly just been at the bank. During the most recent incident, the woman's family said approximately $4,300 was taken, and Truong had been saving the money to take a trip to Vietnam to see relatives. "It's been really bad. We have to pay rent and stuff, and she's the only one that can work and help us. We don't know what to do," Van Duong, her daughter, explained. In addition, the victim's mother said Truong's husband died of cancer several years ago. The incident happened as a crime wave sweeps across President Joe Biden's D. America, an issue Breitbart News has covered extensively. In October, Gallup reported that Americans are more likely now than at any time over the past five decades to say there is more crime in their local area than there was a year ago. The 56% of U.S. adults who report an increase in crime where they live marks a 5 percentage point uptick since last year and is the highest by 2 points in Gallup's trend dating back to 1972, the article read. Doctors have informed Truong's family she has a 50% chance of full recovery, and Van said, "If a miracle happens, then she can walk again."